Many Americans will be heading to a barbecue tomorrow. Unless you've got your signature dish to bring, you're probably scrambling for ideas about now. If that's you, listen up. We've got a fairly easy dessert to make that's not only patriotic, it's scrumptious.
Okay, so here we are in the kitchen, Colorado Kitchen, the restaurant in Northwest Washington, D.C., with Gillian Clark. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. So what are we cooking on 4th of July?
We're going to make a couple of desserts that speak to the season. And strawberries, I think to everybody, means it's summertime. And the best way to eat as many as you can is in strawberry shortcake. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to wash them. Now, I've washed them already.
Okay.
And now we're going to cut them in fourths. It's a,
you're quartering.
You have
you're
to wash
the,
them. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to do the strawberries first because we've got to sugar them. And what the sugar does, it helps bring out the juice. Sugar's going to break down the strawberries just a little bit.
So now you have a bowl, a nice, you know, steel bowl of quartered strawberries.
And I'm, like, just putting on enough that it looks like it snowed on my berries. So I have a pint of berries here, and maybe I've put on, oh, I don't know, maybe a quarter of a cup or less of sugar. I'd say maybe 4 tablespoons.
And of course, you're doing this wonderful flip of the wrist, stirring of the bowl. You know, you're too professional to actually need a spoon, right?
Well, the spoon, there's another thing. The spoon might break your berries. The next thing, after we've started the strawberries, we're going to make our biscuit.
All right.
And I'm sure you've seen those, like, sponge cakes in the store. We don't serve those at Colorado Kitchen. We actually make a biscuit, which biscuit plus berries equals shortcake. Here's our recipe. And, you know, basically this recipe makes 30 small biscuits, but it'll make about 10 or 15 of what we
use
for
the kind I would make.
For shortbread.
Okay, so you're scooping flour out of big bins.
Exactly,
you have
75 pounds of flour we keep in here.
And you're leveling them off perfectly.
Yes.
No sort of mountain of flour.
No, it's leveled flour.
What did you just add?
I added 1 teaspoon of salt.
Okay.
So I'm going to blend that. The dry ingredients.
You're using one of these stand-up mixers.
It's worth every penny to get a stand-up mixer, so you're not having to do this by hand. I'm going to turn it off, because if I add the butter with it on, it makes a mess, which I've been known to do. I've got 2/3 cup of butter. So we get it to the point where that we have like pea-sized hunks of butter in there. And with it moving, I'm going to add our buttermilk. I'm going to add heavy cream because I want the richness and the fat. So I'm letting it wrap around my KitchenAid like that. That's when I know it's ready.
So it's glopped up in the paddle.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm kneading it and using my hands to work it flat. You have to knead it because you have to exercise the dough somewhat.
Why? Because it helps it stay together. And you're not being particularly careful to keep it round or anything.
No.
It's just sort of a blob, an inch thick.
Because I'm going to use my cutter. I work with a hot oven because I want that first boil. What we call it in the business, we call it the oven push. That if you have a souffle, if you have biscuits and you want something to rise, start out with a really hot oven. Mm-hmm. But these are going to bake for probably around 10 to 12 minutes. So here we have our biscuits.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Gillian Clark just broke open this biscuit and if the steam rose out, it was like manna from heaven. That's gorgeous. So now what?
What I like to do is I like to make a little whipped cream. I have a stainless steel bowl. And we're going to flavor it a little bit. Lemon goes really well. So I'm going to make a little candied lemon rind because I'm going to add a little lemon and sugar to my whipped cream. So I've cut the rind away with a sharp knife.
Okay, so you've cut off the rind of a lemon and you're being very careful to cut off
the white part. It's a little bitter.
From the inside of the rind.
And I'm going to slice it very, very thinly. And I've got 3 tablespoons of sugar and 1/2 cup of water. And I'm going to bring it to a boil. We'll whip some cream. I'm going to add lemon juice and a little 10X. 10X is powdered sugar.
So you've squeezed the juice of one lemon into your bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the 10X, which sounds more like oil than sugar.
And here's 2 cups of heavy cream.
Oh, it is thickening very quickly.
And that's pretty good. You want it to sort of like just, it should be shiny. And when it gets that granular look, you know that it's like this close to being butter and you should stop. Now we've got our whipped cream, we've got our lemon rind is boiled, and once it's boiled and soft, I'm just going to put it on a plate, and before it cools, I'm going to sprinkle it with some granulated sugar.
Ooh.
So now we can get to finish our dessert. We've got our strawberries. And see, there's lots of juice.
Mm-hmm. So you spooned this strawberries.
And I made sure I got a lot of juice on and into that biscuit. This biscuit, because it's soft and tender and, you know, I've broken it open, it's going to absorb all this yummy strawberry juice. And I'm going to spoon some of this whipped cream, kind of some on the berry and some on the biscuit. And I have my candied rind.
Oh, this is gorgeous. I'm going to try it.
Wow. You know what's amazing about it is, for all of our strawberries in July talk, it's the biscuit that's incredible.
It is. It's crunchy and sweet on the outside, but then soft and biscuity on the inside.
Mm. Soft and biscuity.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I can't believe this.
You really won't believe the flaky goodness of Gillian Clark's biscuits till you try them yourself. Pictures and recipes for the Colorado Kitchen's strawberry shortcake and two summer smoothies can be found on our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.